about 10:30 this morning, Saturday morning, a College Station utilities crew was replacing wooden utility poles in the 4,000 block of Highway 6 South when they accidentally hit a 6-inch natural gas line.
And they probably knew it once they heard it.
Oh, definitely. It's a 6-inch line is pretty big, fairly substantial pressure, so they knew immediately when they hit it, shut down their equipment, backed off, and started their emergency procedures. Atmos Energy was notified. We were notified because of the location right by the southbound feeder road to Highway 6 South. We had to block the southbound exit to Barron Road and the southbound access road from Graham Road down to Eagle Avenue.
Some things in your favor or the situation's favor, one of the being not a real heavily populated area and also had a little bit of a breeze to work with to dissipate the gas.
Right. We're getting had wind gusts up to 18 miles an hour or so, so that really helped dissipate the gas, but a lot of volume out of a pipe that size. We were getting some gas ratings all the way across Highway 6 to the east side of the highway. One of the problems was we kept having a little shifting wind, so we kind of had to keep an eye on that to make sure we were excluding the correct areas. But you're right. There are a few businesses along the southbound feeder road, so there wasn't a lot of people that were affected.
Any evacuations?
The business right adjacent to where the leak happened, a secure self-storage center, we did ask the attendant to evacuate, but right now that's the only evacuation that we've actually done.
And no ignition once the pipe was hit?
Fortunately, no. And the utility crews are very well trained in what to do in a situation like this. So they followed all their procedures. They left the auger in the hole. They didn't try to extract it. They shut down their equipment and they moved back. So they did a pretty effective job of removing any ignition hazards in the immediate area.
And then what did the Atmos people tell you about the process of making the temporary fix?
The main problem with this particular gas line is that it's only fed from one direction. It's not a loop system. With a loop system, they can clamp on either side of the accident and then do their repair, and they really don't affect service except in a very, very small area. Since this feed the southern part of the city, Pebble Creek, Tower Point, Castlegate, all that kind of area, they basically install a temporary line to bypass the break, kind of like a heart bypass. People are familiar with that. And then once they get that bypass in place to maintain service to the south, then they can affect the repair.